This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some swimming now. And we head back to the United States to catch up with Lisbeth Kenny. And Lisbeth, welcome onto the podcast again. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you.
So let's talk about your swim. You mentioned that growing up you swam a bit, but has it been something that's come fairly naturally to you?
Yes. I mean, yes, indeed. I swam in high school. I wasn't very good. My sister was very good. She was a Norwegian champion, and she was recruited to a Division I NCAA school here in the U.S. She's very, very good. So I basically just went around, you know, watching her race. And but I'm very comfortable in the water, and I like to surf. So rough water swims are actually pretty good for me.
It's interesting you say rough water swims, because one thing I read about you is you said the swim at Kona is quite hectic. The swim starts. It's something else, that, isn't it?
Oh, it's terrible.
One word describes it. It's beautiful to look at when you're swimming on your own, but that washing machine to start with is crazy.
Oh, it is so crazy. And actually, interestingly enough, Kona has changed from a mass start to four different starts, yep. The pro men, the pro women, and now the amateur men start before the amateur women, I think by 15 minutes. And I don't like that at all. I liked the huge, massive start because it would work itself out after maybe 15 minutes and then it wouldn't be so bad. But now the women start afterwards and you catch up to the back of packers of the men, and you have this discrepancy in speeds, and it's really, really terrible.
Absolutely. Elizabeth, over the years, I mean, can you put it down to a couple of things that you've done in the water that you think have really improved your swim?
Well, I'd like to actually say that what I would like to do is spend more time in the water. I know that is what I need to do. I think that I actually haven't improved much. I have kept the status quo, which I guess when you get older, it's kind of like improving because you haven't slowed down. But, you know, my time is so limited, and swimming is what's really getting on the back burner for me because it is the smallest part of a triathlon. So I tend to neglect it more and spend the time on the bike workouts and swim workouts. So I actually only swim twice a week in the pool, and then I swim with a Vasa ergometer once in the pool. So I've been able to, you know, not really improve, but I haven't I haven't gone backwards.
Yeah, you pretty much maintained it. What sort of workouts do you love doing in the pool?
Yeah, so my favorite one is like when the taper starts and you start to I love the 500, 5x100, 400, 4x100, the ladder down. It's a 3,000 meter set, and I just love that with very little rest, and it sort of mimics. You can go a little faster than Ironman pace because it's shorter, but it sort of mimics the distance. It's very sort of distance specific. So I love that set. And I also love doing sort of in the beginning, I love doing these maybe a 400 and you sprint 25 and you go easy 25 and you just do that for durations and you come back and you make those longer and longer. I feel that really sort of gets you in shape.
And you mentioned you don't mind the rough stuff too much being a surfer as well. Do you get to do much open water?
Oh yeah. So I live in Rhode Island and we have water everywhere surrounding us. So from May until November, actually, we live maybe a kilometer and a half away from a town beach. And so we swim all summer. I'm not in the pool at all during the summertime. So yeah, lots of open.
Do you think that has improved your swim a lot, having that open water experience?
Well, you can... you have to be careful with that too, though. So you need to incorporate some sets, even though it's long, you know, it's easy to just go and swim one pace the whole entire time and to do open water. So you have to sort of make yourself go and do some sets, maybe go from buoy to buoy and do some variable speeds.
And from a technique perspective, I mean, having that that open water experience and sighting, I mean, that must give you a bit of an advantage going into Kona over someone who's just done pool swimming.
Yeah, and it is kind of good because it gives you a feedback of what kind of swimmer are you. I tend to swim to the left. And so when I'm in the pool, I work on that. I have some errors in my technique that I work on. And so when you go to open water and you swim so much open water, those things become very obvious to you.
I've got that problem too, Lisbeth. Although sometimes it's left, sometimes it's right. I've yet to figure it out, but I cannot swim straight for the life of me in open water. It will be something I will improve of, that I've got no doubt. But Lisbeth, thank you so much for your time on this edition of the Kona Edge. I look forward to chatting about your bike next time out.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.